You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Time for the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Mike, I hope you had a good holiday weekend. I don't know. It's been a couple of weeks, I guess. Five games back. Cubs are 4.5 games back. Mark Tupper pointed out earlier, Cubs are watching Cardinals. Cardinals are watching the Cubs. Who's watching the Brewers?
Well, you know, they were a team that I think probably made the biggest improvements in the division in the offseason. Not really surprised. I mean, they can swing the bat. They're very disciplined at the plate. I know that their pitching is a little bit of a concern, but I think they are a team that's going to be around throughout the course of the season. I don't see where they're going to falter.
All right. Obviously, the news for everyone, Cardinal fans everywhere, is the return of Alex Reyes.
Yeah, it's I don't think we've ever heard or seen this sort of hype ever. I mean, maybe if you go back to Rick Ankiel, because he was, 19 at the time. But I think with Reyes, it's something special, especially the way he's been mowing down the minor leagues. It's a real plus. It's almost like making a trade where you're getting a top prospect who can step right in. And the question is, how long do you use him? And, is he going to be a guy you stretch out to pitch 7 or 8 innings? I don't think you put him in the bullpen at this point, so I'm looking forward to it like everyone else.
All right. How many games? What are we, about 51 games into the season, I guess, here? I know the 14th, the flag day, is always your barometer as far as knowing what we have. This team remains a mystery to me. I mean, you watch or you listen, and sometimes it seems like they're firing on all cylinders, and then the offense just goes away, and it seems like they're just sputtering. Do you have a feel at all for this team at this point?
No, I don't. I think that there have been some players that have been disappointments, and I think that's one of the reasons why the offense has been inconsistent. This isn't a situation where you can say, well, we're waiting for Molina and DeJong to get back, and then we're going to get up and go. I don't think that's the answer. I think the fact that you're not getting anything out of Fowler, Ozuna has been a singles hitter, and you continue to hit him in the four spot. Those are glaring things. Defensively, you know, Jose Martinez is costing you ball games, and your bullpen from the left side has been ineffective. So those are some areas that have been that way from day one, and I'm not sure if I see anything that's going to give me a reason to think it's going to change as we get closer to Flag Day.
All right. Do you think Milwaukee's the real deal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that, and the other thing about Milwaukee, they're deep enough in their farm system. They got a couple of guys in their farm system that could probably start elsewhere. Keon Broxton is as good of a young outfielder as there is, and he's in the minors. Again, their pitching is probably right there on the borderline of being able to carry you, but they've got a good bullpen, and I think that they're primed to really make a run at this thing.
All right. Would it surprise most folks if you said 51 games into the season, we've yet to throw out a base stealer?
Yeah, it would be. Now, I understand that the Molina factor comes into play where teams don't run as much. But, there's too many times where pitchers just don't even pay attention to the runner. Yesterday was a classic example. Brett Cecil never even checked the runners. And eventually they came around the score. But this is more of a pitching issue than a catching issue. They're not giving the catchers a chance. When you see pitchers who don't step off, who don't hold the ball, don't throw over, I mean, those are things that you have to give your catcher a chance to throw guys out. And these pitchers don't even look over there anymore. And I think that's a real concern.
All right. How much of this, and I know Matheny gets a lot of this blame, and I was reading a blog site that, kind of comparing him to past managers and his success over the first 6 seasons. How much of this is just new generation player versus old school Cardinal way, and how those things aren't exactly matching up these days?
I think you hit the nail on the head, Brian. I think new school baseball is not necessarily meshing with what we term the Cardinal way. And I think that there's a disconnect throughout baseball, where you have a lot of good baseball people who know how to do it one way, but they have a ream of paper that tells them you should be doing it another. You're trying to teach on the fly. You got players who don't want to be taxed too much. I mean, how many times do you see guys who ask for a day off or who take a day off? And just it just seems like if you're bigger, stronger, faster, you should be as effective. The toughness status of the game has changed dramatically over the last 10 years, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the fundamentals of players today coming out of the minor leagues and coming out of baseball is borderline embarrassing on what they can't do, and I don't know how that's going to change.
All right, Mike, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. Thank you. Mike Claiborne in the Red River Report, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. You know one thing Mike Matheny doesn't have that Whitey Herzog, that Joe Torre, that Tony La Russa had plenty of?
And what is that?
Losing season.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a losing season.
No, I know.
In his resume. And I wonder, you know, how much of this is fair. He's got a six-year-plus record, four playoff appearances, one National League pennant, and three Central Division championships.
Yeah.
Back off.
And I love how you come at it from a baseball perspective.
Sure. Okay.
Isn't that step off, George? Step off.